You're listening to Mucho Culture Radio, Community Voices.
I'd love to take credit for organizing this event, but it is not my event. It is the Bayers Westwood Family Resource Center's event. And we support it every year, and we try and support the Resource Center as much as possible, because Donna and her team there, day in and day out, try and do what's best for this community, fulfill any needs that they have, bring them together, celebrate the different cultures and ethnicities that are made up here, and it's a privilege to be a part of it. This is a unique community full of vibrant traditions and languages, and honestly, like, to be able to represent this group of people is a real privilege for me. I think that every community can be strengthened by the people who make it up. And in order for us to continue to grow as a community, to grow as a province, we need to have as many diverse perspectives and opinions and ways of life, so that we're always thinking and learning and growing and becoming stronger because of it. And the community that I grew up in and the community that I represent now are a great example of how true that is, because the more diversity there is, the more acceptance, the more sense of community you have, and really it allows us to thrive in ways that are quicker than other communities who don't have those experiences. It's going to sound silly, but food is one of the best ways to bring people together. Before you have language, if you can go to food, and if you can go to music and the different parts of culture apart from language that make that culture what it is, and you allow everybody to experience them and join together, the language comes. We have amazing centers. We have ISANS. We have the different resource centers. We have through the Office of Immigration, through the YMCA. We have so many programs that are geared towards helping non-English native speakers learn English. But on the flip side to that, I see in schools every day English-speaking teachers writing the word, like, what a word. So if it's a door, they'll have the word door written in Arabic and in English. So there's learning on both sides, and that's really remarkable. And it shows the commitment that our community has in embracing new immigrants and making them feel, and wanting to make them feel welcome as possible. Canada 150 is a really big part of our history. It's 150 years since a number of different provinces and communities decided to come together as one and be known as Canada. So it's really the birthday of Confederation. And here on the East Coast, in PEI in particular, where it was signed, it means a lot to us. But as the daughter of immigrants, anything that allows me to celebrate the history of the country that welcomed my father and his family here when many other places wouldn't, is good for me. And so I treat every Canada Day as a very special day, mainly because I'll never forget the kindness that was given to my family, and how we've been able to accomplish so much because of native-born Canadians who welcomed us here and support and helped us thrive.
You're listening to Mucho Culture Radio, Community Voices. Have a good time with Mucho Cultural Radio.